Okay, thanks, fellas, for joining us here on Around Cincinnati. First off, Michael, explain to the folks who may not know who Matt Rawlings is.
Yeah, Matt is a piano player that I met originally through Lyle Lovett's band. He's been playing with Lyle and his band for more than, well, I met him about 20 years ago. He's been playing with Lyle longer than that. But recently, Matt has branched out and been producing. He's arranging. He produced actually a couple of the recent Willie Nelson records. And so he's been sort of like doing more than just playing piano lately. And but that's how most people know him. And he's toured with Lyle, Mark Knopfler, Alison Krauss, lots of people. Mm-hmm. Great player.
And he's a Grammy Award winner as well.
Yep, I think that's right.
So who got this commission? How did it come about?
Matt actually reached out to me back in 2018. He was touring with Alison Krauss at the time. We met up down at the Taft when they were in town. And the drummer in that band is a guy named Jay Bellarose, who is also played with like Over the Rhine and is a mutual friend. What had happened was during that tour, the Alison Krauss tour, Matt and Jay would be on stage for sound checks and began sort of just sort of jamming and realized that there was some chemistry there. So Matt cooked up the idea to just get into a studio. And what he wanted to do, he reached out to me to see if I'd be interested in documenting it, photographing it, maybe shooting some video. Didn't really have a clear plan what he wanted to do, but he knew something special was going on. So that was the connection. And the project, which he came to call Mosaic, actually sort of morphed into something different than what he was originally talking about back in 2018 on that tour, but it's pretty cool.
What was it like putting this video together, you two working together? Was there a lot of collaboration? Were you each doing separate work? How'd this come about, the song called Stay? Henry?
Yeah, well, you know, we're also, may or may not be obvious to people listening, but we're father and son, and so we have a bit of a way of understanding how each other work, I think, or understanding that we have some of the same idiosyncrasies, so we can get impatient about the same things at the same time. But we've had the chance to work together before on videos, primarily, you know, shooting, you know, musicians. I'm doing like one shot videos of just live performance, musical performances, but also then, you know, getting to branch out to working on a music video. So we'd had the chance to work together on somewhat similar projects for artists both around the country and in town as well, making videos. So that part wasn't confusing or difficult. There's, yeah, collaboration. But it's also a set of photographs spanning decades that my dad has taken. It's a beautiful collection of work that's spanned a long time. So this was just like one little part of it, responding to the song and making something new out of it.
Gorgeous song. It's an absolutely gorgeous song.
Thank you.
Are you guys still on speaking terms?
Oh, yeah, actually, this project came together quite easily. There was, you know, we've certainly sort of like struggled with other projects with more trouble than this one. This one really came about pretty smoothly. It all happened in a short time, really over about 2 weeks.
And you did the whole thing in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What had happened was Matt had let us know and wondered if we would consider making an attempt at the video. And he and his wife, Paloma, were familiar with some of my work, and I had given them a copy of a recent book where I'd done portraits of strangers. And they said some of that might actually relate. So I went back and looked through, like Henry said, decades. It was actually over the pictures cover, like 40 years of photographing people. And I just listened to the song and tried to let it soak into me while I was looking through this archive of work and then just making notes about which ones resonated with what parts of the song. And then sort of threw those all into Henry's lap, and then he started sort of playing with ways to make them work in a fluid way. And that was all sort of up to him.
Well, it certainly worked out well. It turned out just absolutely gorgeous. That coupled with the very, very pretty song called Stay that Matt and some friends of his composed just is so, so impressive. So congratulations. Where can folks see and enjoy this?
Yeah, I do know that Henry, you might be able to correct me on this, but the label that's releasing the project is called Dual Tone, D-U-A-L-T-O-N-E, and the video lives on their website. So if you just, but the easiest way is just to Google Matt Rawlings Stay, and you'll find it. And it's done well. It's been out for 2 weeks, and I just looked, and it's been seen almost 60,000 times.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
That's Matt Rawlings, R-O-L-L-I-N-G-S. Your to yourself to take a look at this. It's just so gorgeous. Michael and Henry, thank you so much. Great catching up with you. And again, congratulations on this collaboration of yours.
Thanks. Good to talk.
Michael Wilson and Henry Wilson. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.